Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're talking to Sabrina DeVille, or Sabrina Williams, with Conversations with Diva. We're on the air. She's a comedian. And it's going to echo. Hold on a second. Don't stop echoing. Okay, good. Perfect. All right, so we're on the air. We have our comedian on the air. Tell us your name.
Comedian Stomp, S-T-O-M-P. How y'all doing out there?
And then who else do we have at 630?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, who's calling?
Hello?
I can hear
Hello?
You. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Okay, what's your name?
Jeff, a.k.a. Black Wolf.
Okay, good. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, and we have 214. Who's on the line? Okay, somebody has their computer or something clicking. You need to unmute people. Okay, you're on the air with Conversations with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams. We're from live from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 8:01 p.m., and today we're going to be talking about children with respect and why kids today feel obligated. We're going to have a comedian hour. We are going to have Jeff Blackwolf talk about his music, and then we have some callers that are calling in. So... okay, everybody's on the air. I just want to say, okay, it's not me. So somebody's close to their computer. That's what it is.
Yep.
So I need, if you have a computer by you, you need to shut it down because I'm muting people and it is echoing back. So can you guys hear me? And it's the 334 number. You're close to a computer. Okay, going one by one. So please mute your computers when you're on the air. All right, Jeff, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
All right, Jeff is one of our guests tonight. We're going to talk about your music. And then I have a caller, 214. I'll call out your number one more time. If you want to talk, great. If you don't, you just want to listen, that's good too. But 214-447, do you want to talk? Okay, you're listening. Perfect. All right, so tonight, Jeff, why don't you go ahead and tell us about yourself, tell us where you're from, the type of music you play, and then we'll get to the questions. We're going to do that with comedian, too. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. So tell us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Bolingbrook, Illinois.
And what kind of music do you play, and what's your name that you go by?
My artist name is Black Wolf, and the type of music I do music that a lot of artists, in my eyes, would say unimaginable, almost like futuristic. I would even say, like...
Okay, hold on a second. All right, hold on a second. We'll get into that. Okay, we don't want to forget our comedian Stone, so go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us where you're calling from, and how long have you been doing comedy?
This comedian Stone. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I've been doing comedy for like a year now, going on a year.
Okay, I'm going to have you do me a favor. You're saying S-T-O-N-E, right? Because let me tell you guys what's going on out there with the diva world. My computer is in the county car, Clark County car, because I do home visits. So I have, thank God and praise God, for a new Note 4 that I'm actually now broadcasting from. So I'm taking a second, and I just realized if I turn the phone and rotate it, I can see the music I need to play. I don't have everybody's information I had on the computer. So comedian, spell your name so I can pronounce it right, so I don't have to keep saying comedian.
Stomp, S-T-O-M-P.
Oh, S-T, okay, got it. It's me, Stomp. Okay, got it. All right, So today we are going to give thanks to God for him allowing our radio station, for me being able to broadcast, and for some great sponsors out there. Next Level Fitness and Tennis with Danny Bongiorno, one of the greatest coaches there is in Las Vegas, Nevada. He is my personal trainer, good friend, and he has helped the Diva lose over 150 pounds. Today, we did work out. He's mean to me. All righty. Now, we're going to also give a shout-out to WBBN Media, Valente Grant, who has blessed me with working for her organization. I was blessed this weekend to work with Fusion Magazine and TV with Shinobi Kinsey and do the Stellar Awards all day Thursday and work in the TV show working with the Manning wife. So today, Comedian Stomp, you know what? We're going to let you take us into what do you do when you lose everything and you still have to be on the in the air and you just try not to be frantic. You know what? So I'm going to give you an opportunity to start off the show and do what you do best. A couple of topics we have are that. Another topic is why do kids feel so entitled? So I'm going to let you take us on.
Why do kids feel so entitled? You know, kids are the future. You know what I'm saying? So because the world's crazy. You know what I'm saying? You already know what type of stuff going on. You have police out here shooting folks for no reason and all that. And these kids. So we need them to grow and see what else that we got going on here in the world today. And that's what it was me. So we need to save the kids. You know, save the kids. Love the kids. You know what I'm saying? Because we need them.
And keep making kids.
Everybody else making kids anyway. You know,
that between the sheet type
stuff. We can't beat the kids.
Say what?
We can't beat the kids.
You can't feed the kids. Yeah, feed them. Beat them too. Make them right. Give them some discipline. Besides the police out there shooting up folks, they trying to shoot folks too.
What do you say to parents that say that we should be our kids' friends?
Say that again.
What do you say to the parents that say we should be our kids' friends?
Be a kid's friend. No, you shouldn't be your kid's friend. You should be your kid's parent. You should be the person that disciplines them, teaching them. Being your friend, they can go find that out there in the street. Now, you don't need a friend at home, nobody that take care of you and put clothes on your back, feed you. You know what I'm saying?
All
so leave that friend to the person out there in the school. I mean, in your school, out there in the street. But parents need to be parents, be the teacher.
Mm. Amen. How did you get into comedy? Tell us about that.
How to get into comedy? Well, everywhere I go, I do what I do, and I make people laugh. I'm talking about the gas stations, the cashiers, anybody. I just do what I do and just make them laugh. And they always ask me, are you a comedian? I'd be like, no. Well, have you thought about being a comedian? I'd be like, no. And they'd be like, you should give it a try because I'm funny. My mama said the same thing, like, you miss your calling and all that because I try to do other stuff. And I got a cousin, comedian Jarrell Braswell. He's in the comedy. He do comedy parodies and all that. So, you know, I thought I'd go ahead and give it a shot since everybody telling me that I got it. So I went on and gave it a shot, and I haven't got booed yet.
What's the hardest part about being a comedian? And, Jeff, you're going to answer this question next. What's the hardest part about being an artist, whether it's comedian, music, actor, actress, of breaking into the industry and making your own place? What's the hardest part? You go first, Comedian Stomp.
What's the hard part about being a comedian? Make sure your jokes is funny. And when you get on stage, don't go mind blank. Don't let your mind go blank. And you don't want to be standing there looking like a fool and studying your material. So, you know, I think that's the hardest thing about being a comedian. Make sure you're funny.
Okay.
Should be natural. Can't nobody teach you how to be funny. You can't be taught. I don't think.
Black and Wolf, what's the hardest part that you found breaking into the industry for you?
Mine was getting respect. Because a lot of artists these days are all about, like, I'm going to get this money. I'm going to do all this stuff. I'm going to be making a millionaire. I think the hardest part for me as an artist trying to get into the industry is the acceptance that I'm different. Even though I look like a type of dude that does a genre of music that a lot of people that look like me do, it's a deeper aspect. for artists in a performance, other like the comedians, like when a when a comedian gets on stage.
No, I'm
like,
just talking about for you.
They gotta be funny.
What is the hardest? Yeah, they do. What's the hard? But for you, it's just you said being different. What do you mean by
yeah.
being different?
Because where I live, because where I live, I hear trap, I hear rap, I hear just everyday stuff. And me,
no,
I do out of the world, like different.
Okay.
Like something
so you more
that,
like the conscious. You do conscious music. Conscious, you know what I'm saying? You got more sense. You talk about stuff. You got something to talk about.
With my music, I can take every genre and put it into it. Like
okay,
I can take
well, let's hear,
little,
well, let's hear some of your music right now. We're going to go ahead and play it. And when we come back, first we're going to have an introduction to our show because I always play this for one of my friends in Vegas, and I didn't do it, and I'm getting a text message from her. She's one of my little students. So here we go.
Welcome to Conversations with the Diva. Never give up, never give in, always look up, God has a plan. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Now, here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Hello, my mini-me out there. Her name is the same thing as mine, so I'll just say that everybody knows my name. We're on the air with Sabrina Williams and her guest, comedian Stomp, Jeff Blackawolf, and they are both have blessed us today with coming on with comedy and music. And we're going to go into right now Jeff Blackawolf. Jeff, would you like us to play Fire Built Inside or ADHD March?
Yeah,
which
Dance Under the Moonlight.
Playing, Jeff, I'm like, did you hear me? Because I'm like one of those people who was a teacher. So here's your options, because these are what I downloaded. And here we go. You have Fire Built Inside, you have Dance Under the Moonlight, and you have ADHD March. And then I have one that's called Blackawolf. Now, those are your choices. That's what I downloaded.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's Dance Under the Moonlight. Dance Under the Moonlight.
Is that a pretty clean version? I think I heard
that
one.
Yeah, it's clean.
Pretty good.
The whole
All right.
song is clean.
Good. Here we go. Blackawolf, Dance Under the Moonlight. Tonight, And that was Black and Wolf Dance Under the Moonlight. And I think that my BFF is on the line. Hold on a second.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Stacey.
Wow. Hey, hey.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey.
Stacey, you are on the air with Comedian Stomp and Jeff of Black Wolf. Jeff is Jeff Black and Wolf. He's from Indiana, and he lives out there with Mark Roscoe, our favorite designer. Comedian
nice.
Stomp, you're from where, dear? Did we lose Comedian Stomp? Where are you from?
Hello, Comedian Stomp. No, I'm here. I'm from Dallas. I'm originally from Alabama. I live in Dallas, Texas right now.
Somebody is walking or talking or close to a computer. You guys, make sure you mute when you're not talking.
They're messing up everything. I can't hardly hear nothing.
Okay, that's right. Stacey, what did you think of that song?
That was different, and that's a good thing. I mean, I know sometimes when people say different, they go, oh, man. But, no, that's different in a good way. You know, I have Sabrina, I deal with music all the time. And I like that sound because it doesn't sound like everybody else. And I think that's what the problem with music these days is that everybody always sounds like somebody else. And there isn't enough uniqueness in it. And definitely got that from that. So keep up the good work, man. Keep it up.
Thank you.
And Comedian Stomp, what did you think? Would you listen to that? Or what do you think about that?
I can tell that it is futuristic. You know, it scared me at first. I got to looking for spaceships outside. You know, I ain't know what's going on.
I need you to stop.
But, you know, it's different, though. That's cool. I really couldn't hear what the words were, like what the lyrics was like. And I got to hear a lot of screaming. Then it sounded like a lot of guitar, like heavy metal type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was like, it spooked me.
Okay. Well,
it's good, though, man. But, it's different. You don't want to, I'm glad that he ain't talking about selling dope and he ain't talking about not just shooting
exactly.
Everybody and all that. So, you know, so that's good, man. That's real good. It's very different. I feel like we're in 2025 right now.
And, Jeff, you know what? What do you think about all the feedback you just received? What do you think about that, young man?
I actually like it. And I take it. I mean, even if one of y'all did hate, I'll take those words. And I'll use it to my advantage because a person that can take advice or know the mistakes and fix them becomes a stronger person in my eyes.
Yeah. One thing I'm going to tell you this, though, bro, in this business, in this game, you got to be able to take criticism. If you can't take criticism in this business, man, you ain't going to make it. Then
exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, but keep doing what you do, though. I ain't knocking you, bro.
Thanks, bro.
All right, you know, and I just want to take a few minutes here and just say that I was listening to it more as Electro Daisy. Is that
right.
How you say it, Stacey?
Right, Electro.
That Eli listens to, and I like the beat, and I really found it. You know, I was sort of kind of over here bobbing my head. And it was actually to tell you the truth, the kind of music that I go to sleep to. So I give you, if I was rating your music right now for the words, a little bit more better understanding, but I would give you overall rating 8 out of 10, which that's really great. That's just me.
Yeah.
I'm no music artist. You talk to Stacey over there. That's her little perfect section she got going on over there.
Nope.
Not me. But Jeff, you might want to take her contact information because Stacey, this is my BFF. This is my girl who has my back, who lets me be myself. She has to be stern when we're at work, but she does love to get away with her. Stacey, you are calling from the Urban Release magazine that's here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tell us about the magazine, what you do, how you do it, and what's upcoming. Stacey is actually out in the community using public transportation, which I should be losing, but I'm lazy. So.
So you hear my wonderful background I have going on. That's why you notice it got quiet when I put you on mute.
Hey, no problem.
I'm out here with the natives right now. Anyways.
The natives are
moving around.
The natives.
The Urban Release is actually an urban-based magazine. We take pride in calling ourselves kind of the voice for the urban community, or the voice of the urban community, and we work with all different types of cultural genres, music, writing, literary, anything that's basically urban-based. Most of it is indie. We prefer to deal with indie because it gives us an opportunity to get a chance to get out there and get known. And we also take pride in working with a lot of social issues, which actually Sabrina brings a lot to the table with that as both a contributing writer and a journalist for the magazine. She's focuses a lot on some social issues that I think get forgotten when we're talking about the urban community. So that's pretty much in a nutshell what the magazine is about.
And tell them about the what you guys have up and coming. What would you? Where can we reach you guys at? And where? And if somebody wanted to be in your magazine, how would they how would they contact you?
Absolutely. At any time, feel free to check out our website at theurbanrelease.com, and we have a tab there that says submissions. We do take open submissions. And there, you know, kind of scroll down to the category that you might fall in, and just, you know, send an email directly to me at theurbanrelease@gmail.com. And you know, we've just got a lot of up and coming stuff going on. We just launched our March-April issue. We should be distributing for our May issue, which means that we are working on the approval process of getting put into stores. So hopefully we'll be coming soon to a store near you.
All right, Stacy.
All right.
Now we have some. Thank you very much. And if you guys call, if you actually guys go online and you guys do link with Stacy, just make sure that you tell her I referred you, because I love writing about the people that I came on my show and go over to her. So just let her know that. All righty.
Yes,
now.
Definitely.
Now, Comedian Stomp, what is your biggest challenge with the audience? Do you have haters out there who think that they can do the show better than you?
Yeah, you got some out there, but I shut that down quick. Because, you know, I'm sitting out there in the crowd watching the other comedians go do their thing. I let them know out the rip soon I get on stage. I go and call them out, and I shut them down. So that don't happen to me, not yet. So I don't know what's to come, but you got haters out there. But if you're funny, you got funny. You got funny. You make them laugh, so it's you know, you can't deny it. They gonna laugh, so you gonna overcome a hater any day. But
so
I haven't had that type of problem yet.
Well, that's awesome. What's your take on? I believe that, you know what, that if a girl likes a guy, that she should ask him to marry him. What's your take on that? Do you think it should be only the guys?
I think so, since it's traditional, since it's the way it's been since the beginning of time.
Oh,
why
so we're
going to
go. Stacy?
I mean,
oh,
it's kind of weird.
Part.
It's
I didn't like
it. Get down on her knees and
that's
ask
right.
The dude to marry. To me, she's thinking like she's kind of desperate. I'm like really desperate.
Okay.
Like, please.
Okay. So the poor thing's desperate now because she's asking some guy to marry her?
Yeah. How many of them have done that? Can't probably count on one hand how many women have done that.
I did that with my first marriage, so I'll wait now. Yep. Yeah, I got married, then I got, that was, the, okay, yeah, no. Anyway, moving along. Yeah, what's your take?
Can I ask you a quick question? I'm dying to know.
Help yourself.
Okay, I have a question for you. Is it true, and this is to the comedian, and I apologize, you know, listening, like I said, I'm out here, so I can't remember the name, but is it true that when you walk into a comedy club, you do not want to sit in the front row?
Do you pick on the people
in the front row?
Say that again. I'm sorry, but repeat that one more time.
When people, go ahead, Stacey.
Okay, when you walk into a comedy club, is it true that you do not want to be sitting in the front row because you guys are brutal?
Oh, man, I think it depends on the comedian, what type of comedian he is. He's the type of people that joke on the audience. Yeah, you might have that type of problem. You might have that problem, but me personally,
how about
not.
You? How about
no,
you?
No, I don't really
mess with
you
pick on everybody equally? You pick on everybody equally or just the front row?
Equally. Whoever out there talking smack to me, they going to get it. They can be in the front, back, middle, left, right, outside. I don't give. It don't matter to me. I'm going to get you. You trying to get me? I'm going to get you. So,
uh-huh.
But it depends on the comedian.
All right, all right.
Like,
good question.
Or if you really, really, like, really fat, you don't want to sit up front. They going to get you.
Oh, wow. That's bad. That's horrible.
I see.
All right.
We're
going to go on to Black Wolf with a couple of questions about your song that we played. What was your thought behind that, and what and why did you write that song, and how long did it take you to write it?
That song took me about 10 minutes just to write straight up. Basically, I was just sitting down in my room just thinking, like, I wonder how cool it would be if I were to make something that could, like, be metaphorical, but just awesome. Dance under the moonlight. Black Wolf, dance under the moonlight.
All right. Now, go ahead.
And the song also has some bits and pieces of it that relate to my life. Like, in the first song, I was like, I'm a wild wolf that loves to play. My fur of gray, so black within. These eyes of gold, that's cold within. My gleaming teeth, sharp like a wreath. The wolves grin, oh, you're in luck. Because tonight we gonna dance and prance under the moonlight.
Okay.
Basically, well, that one line where I said, I'm a wild wolf that loves to play. I love to play. With my friends, like, they'd be like sometimes they be in a different mood, and I be in the mood to play. Like I be joking around with them and stuff.
Okay.
But
okay.
There's a time to play, and there's a time to be serious.
Right.
That song.
That's actually a bias.
Yeah.
That's sort of like the Psalms. Do you get some of your motivation from the Bible?
For me, I get my motivation from, like, wanting to be different. Like, every single song that I've done is always different. Like, that first song, yeah, that was different. Second song, way different than the song I just showed you. Like, I think that motivation, like to want to be different and to just show people how different I really am, I think that's the biggest motivation behind my music over, even when I'm not doing music, I just want to show music. Like, yeah, I got haters, and you got people that are gonna look at you kind of weird. Like, what kind of person is this?
Mm.
I mean, yeah.
Mm. Do you consider yourself different because of your challenges with disabilities, or do you not talk about that? How does that work for you?
Well, I'm gonna put her right out there. Yeah, I do have special needs. Shoot, yeah, I'm deaf in the left ear. I'm 2% autistic. I got a whole bunch of problems. I was adopted.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everybody has problems. I feel like if you can't accept your own problems, how are you gonna improve or become a better person? Like we were talking about the criticism part about, like, 10 minutes ago. That's how I kind of look on it.
Well, I'm very proud of you. I had the honor and pleasure of meeting you in Indiana when I was there, and I was in Valspar, and I went to an event in where Volante at the library, and I had the honor and pleasure of meeting you. And to me, to be honest, you're right, we all have a disability. We all have something that's different. But when I met you, you were just like everybody else. You shook my hand. You said hi. You gave me your information. You didn't slap me across the face or hit me with the cane like the little lady did the other day. So that's a true story. I swear to God, that is a true story. And you were very pleasant. You followed up. So I think that sometimes because we have disabilities, the reason I wanted you on the air was not just so people could hear your music, so they could understand that we sometimes let our disabilities hold us back, whether it's losing weight or whether it's getting past a bad marriage or being in a relationship or it's just overcoming changing jobs. We all have something that holds us back, and we all have a disability, but I'm so proud of you that you've taken your challenges, I call them challenges, disabilities, and into a different level, and I'm just honored that you would come on our show. What do you think, Comedian Stomp?
I think that's good, too. You know what I'm saying? Applaud, man. Hats off to you. We all should have got our disabilities, like you said, and we all different in our own little way, and we should embrace it. You know, don't run from your problems, you know what I'm saying? Go to it. Some people run, and they say they make it worse. But, you know, but look, big ups to you, man. You know what I'm saying?
But
need more
and
of
I
that.
Think, and I think the one thing that I want to point out to my listeners is that as we go forward more into 2015, you guys need to remember that there are no two – God didn't make everybody – there's no two people alike. There are no two divas. There are no two Sabrinas. Thank God, because I can tell
right.
you that if they were – if somebody be slapped tonight and then somebody else would slap you at the same time. So if there were two of me, it would be a major problem. There would just be too many people to deal with, wouldn't you, Stacey? Wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have a – let me tell you, I can only handle one diva at a time.
Okay, and it's just, and the big thing that we have to remember, and this is something that I've struggled with in the past, is, you know, recognizing that who you are is not who God wants me to be, and I don't need to be. I need to accept. Lately, I've seen people have come up to me and they've said, "What's wrong with your leg? Why do you limp? Why do you do that?" First of all, you don't know me, so stop asking me. Second of all, I limp because I had problems as a little kid. And that was it. And you, but you know what? I've learned to embrace those and be okay with it. You know, it. I've had guys tell me, "Oh, you know what? I can't go out with you because you limp and you're not perfect." No, you can't go out with me because you're shorter than me, and that's your imperfection. I mean, that would be personally my. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Comedian, have you heard me on the air with your other friends from Kush Comedy? Because I can get just plain downright evil. I have no filter, and I just say stupid things that come out of my mouth. So those are things I would actually say to people on dates. I would be like, "No, it's because you're short, and because I'm taller than you. That's your problem." No, I really do. I have issues.
Well, I got a problem with that myself. I'm intimidated by women that are taller than me. I don't feel right.
Are you?
I don't either. I hate women that are taller than me.
I don't feel right. I hate the fact that my daddy didn't give me his trade, man. He didn't give me his perks of being tall. He like 6 foot. He like 6 feet, 6'1". And my mom, she like 5'5". And I'm right there in the middle. 5'8", 5'9", man.
Oh,
I'm mad about that, too. So, yeah, I'm intimidated by tall women, man, and I don't like that.
But see, you
man.
Get them back
right.
When you're on stage, you get to talk about them, see? There's some comedy material, and I won't even charge you.
Right. I don't like tall women either. I get intimidated by them.
What is his name? Kevin Hart. Okay, Kevin Hart, we need you to settle down. That's your name now, Kevin Hart. So, Comedian Stomp, tell me, where can people find you? What's next for you? And we want to thank Kush Comedy Cafe, Latrice Cole, for you being on here tonight and for her providing
right.
us with
excellent
comedians. I mean, you are – every comedian that comes on here, this is what I love about the uniqueness. You guys have a different, unique personality of just getting – getting your the laughter out. I'm over here. Maybe you may not think you're being funny, but you are actually over here cracking me up, and I really appreciate you. So
I want
you to give us a little bit more. Stacey, do you have a topic you want him to be funny on?
To have a topic that I want him to be funny on.
Yeah.
Let's talk. You're going to hate me. You really are going to hate me. But you know what? Let me tell you something real quick. The best thing about being a BFF is that we get to torment one another. So the topic I want to be funny on is the diva.
The what?
The what?
Diva. The diva, me.
Wait.
Me. She wants you to be funny on me. So bring it.
Uh-oh,
so come
she
on,
put
give
you
me
on
a
that
little...
line.
She did.
I really can't
roast
be.
Me.
I really can't be fun on you. You'll get to come back on the show.
Yes, you can. You can.
Yeah, I can't because I don't really know you like that. I haven't met you.
Okay, let me tell
like
you.
That.
Let me
for
tell
real.
You a couple
so,
of things about me. I'm obnoxious. I'm 5'11". Might as well just say 6 foot because everybody else says that. I if I don't get my way, I'm telling you off. I am.
She throws a fit.
I will. I do.
It's mean.
I am mean. I am. I will. I think between my coach and Stacy, those are about the only two people can handle me. and I love Snickers bars. Love apple fritters. I love to shop on eBay.
No,
I'm obsessed with eBay. I love. I mean, I'm seriously obsessed. But you know what? The other thing about me, the good thing is, I love people. I love God, and I just think people are absolute greatest gift to here on earth. You just have to know how to work with everybody. That's me. That's a little bit about me.
Well, put that all in a nutshell. You just a fighting woman. You just a fighting woman of God.
Yeah.
You just a little feisty little thing. Ooh, I bet you got a mind for you too though.
Yeah, I do.
Like you said, you get smart quick.
You
oh, I do. About nerves. Feisty woman of God, but that ain't good.
Stacy, did you hear? I get on somebody's nerves. I get on everybody's nerves. I don't even get on my boss's nerves at work. But she's like, look, I'm not dealing with you right now. Like, I'm done. Like, you know what? That is so funny. Okay, so tell us, thank you for letting us call you out like that. See, that's what I love. Now that's a good comedian when you can even play along with the people. Tell us where we can find you at. Tell us what's coming up next for you.
All right, you can find me on Facebook. My real name is Steneric Henderson. That's Stenericke Henderson. Or you can find me at, check me out on my website. Get me on my website. SwoleEnt.com. That's SwoleEnt.com. That's SwoleEnt.com.
Wow.
Check me out on YouTube.
And what do you
subscribe my YouTube channel, Fatboy Swole, FatBoySwoll. You know what I'm saying? Get at me on Twitter, Cadillac King 84. No, I'm giving at me on Google Plus. Fat Boy Swole.
I love
again.
Google
I'm on,
Plus.
I'm on everything. Huh?
I'm on are you on Playboy too? Okay, I'm sorry. All right, let me stop. Oh,
nah,
okay.
I ain't gonna
just
get
check.
At me on Chris for me.
Just everything, just making sure. Just to know what
no.
I was sucking into. Oh my goodness.
No,
okay.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay.
You
okay.
Do
just
doing
okay,
too
just
much.
Second. I just try to represent to make sure you weren't into things you weren't supposed to be. But Jeff,
no.
Black and Wolf,
nah,
young
you
man, where can we find
me
meet you? No, we won't get
you. You can
there.
Find me on you can find me on Facebook at Black and Wolf Official, which
okay.
is BlackAWolf. Official, all one word. And
no,
you can follow me on SoundCloud, BlackAWolf. It's all one word.
Okay.
Okay.
And you
Stacey,
can find me on SoundCloud.
Oh, go ahead, dear. I'm sorry.
Oh. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Black
SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud. Okay. SoundCloud is Black and Wolf Official. Same thing
okay.
as Facebook. You can find me on YouTube. I have a music video out, my very, very first music video. It's called Black and Wolf Stronger. But you can find me at the same, it's the same thing. Every site has the same initials, Black and Wolf Official.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter. Okay. Basically, every social site, it's the same address.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And before we go to Stacy, I just want to really, I did start off with this, but I really want to talk about this. I work with social services. Everybody knows that. I've been doing it for 31 years. I'm 51 this year. One of the biggest challenges I find, not only in social service, but with working with teenagers in the age population between 15 and 28, is, and I'm sorry, I have to say some, not every 28-year-old, because I did meet one young man who was at 25 and he wanted to be his sugar mama, so I might consider him. He was a good kid. But anyway, moving along. I'm sorry.
Sugar,
I'm
outlying.
Yeah, I am a cougar, baby, cougar. So why are we feeling entitled and that people owe
Did you
say
you're a cougar?
Yes, I said I'm a cougar. Yes, I'm a cougar. I have issues. I told you, I say whatever comes out of my
sugar
mouth.
Honey,
so why do...
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Some of them out there mountain lions.
Look, you know what the good thing is? At least, let's just jump back to that being a cougar. At least I think if a younger... See, with the older man, all he's going to do is just give you a baby. And then he's just going to fall off somewhere asleep in a chair, and you have to make him dinner. But at least with a woman who's older, she's going to go cook the meal, help you be happy. I'm not going to say that other stuff. Help you be happy. And then she'll take care of you, too. Come on now. I think the older woman, younger man thing is actually better than it's played up to be. I'm like, so I'm just saying, you know, bring a little honey my way that's probably about like 35. I might be able to consider that. Shoot, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Y'all cook us something to eat. Y'all cook us something to eat and then give us a plate to go. That's
okay.
Good.
So.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with being a cougar or a mountain lion. Hey, the older the bear, the sweeter the juice. Just like I am. I'm just saying what time, baby. Yes, sir.
I'm just saying. Jeff, did you have something to say, young man? Did you have something to say, Jeff?
What I would like to ask is, so it's okay for a 20-year-old to be dating an 86-year-old woman?
86?
I will be wrong with that. When you see 90-year-old man with 25-year-old girlfriends. Henceforth, let's talk about my dad, Richard Williams, who's 70-something, and my mama... My stepmama is 26 something. So what is wrong with that picture? Why not?
They both in the law way is legal. They all wrong. But I'm for age, man. I think that's a little too old.
Well,
man. I mean, I think it should be a limit somewhere, man. I mean, you ain't a cougar, you ain't a mountain lion. You on Dallas, but you're a Toronto.
Let me tell you, if it's going to be your last few days on Earth, and if you don't have that much time left, why is anybody hating on you wanting to enjoy yourself?
I mean,
we already know what it's about. I mean, it is what it is. So as long as they're happy and nobody's feelings are getting hurt and they're aware of what's going on, then I don't see it being a problem. I mean, we're grown, right?
I know exactly. Hey, you know what, Stacey? I know exactly what you're talking about. What you said there, too. I read between the lines. But as long as it makes them happy.
There's a deep connection.
Because I feel like an average person would look at that and be like, that's nasty.
The problem is that society is always based on what the average person is, and if everybody stopped thinking about the norm, I mean, everybody always got something bad to say. Bad to say. But let me tell you something. My grandfather, now, we're not, you know, she wasn't in her 20s. My great-great-grandfather was like 97, and he ended up marrying this woman who was in her 60s. Now, I know that that's a lot older, but I understand what it was about. Even at that young age, I was like 15. She had been his maid for like a good 30, 40 years. That was loyalty she had put in, and he wanted to make sure she was going to be set when he passed. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that everybody's really quick to, you know, say something negative, but, I mean, if you're 97, why the hell wouldn't you want him to go out with a smile? It doesn't make any sense to me.
I understand.
Only on conversations with the diva do we get on topics that just make me just start laughing up. You know what?
I mean, y'all ain't got to talk about people dating Trump and everything.
But you know what? It's what makes my show funny. It helps me, because my mission is to help people laugh and to come on the show and feel free to say what you want and be truthful, because a lot of times everybody's thinking this stuff, and I don't know how many people. I take surveys at work. I love taking surveys and asking people stuff. So I had taken that survey, and it was interesting how there were guys and girls, and depending on their age, some people were like, yay, nay. But it is an interesting topic, and I like Stacey's point of, at the end of the day, if the two people are happy, what does it matter? You know,
right.
it's between them and them. Now, I mean, seriously, if I had a 90-year-old and he wanted to leave me money, I'd be just saying, okay, baby, I'll marry you just because. Okay, now we're just moving along. Now, we're going to give one more shout-out to Roy Jones Jr. Jim. That's in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Jason. Hello, Keith. Hello, Lisa. And hello, Roy. I had the privilege of about 3 weeks ago meeting Mike Tyson when we were out to eat. Did you guys know Mike Tyson does not eat? Yeah, I met Mike Tyson. Very nice man. He kept his word. I went up to – I was the only person who knew. Why would I know who he is? Because I love tattoos. And there's not too many people who have a tattoo, what he has on the side of his face. I went up to him and I said – hi, sir, can I have a picture with you? In his voice, he goes, yeah, just a minute, let me finish eating. He said it just like that. I thought that was so adorable. And I said as I walked away, he probably won't remember. He comes up, takes a picture. I almost, like, fell over because he remembered, and it was just nice of him. And then the whole restaurant, it was so cute because it was a restaurant full of Japanese, Chinese, and Filipino people, and they were all so short. I'm like, my son and I are the tallest people in the restaurant, and Mike Tyson. And when they recognized who he was, it was just like so adorable. So I want to give a shout out to Mr. Tyson for taking the time to say hello to me. I want to also remember everybody that at the MGM, Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather is going to fight. My money on May 15th is on Mayweather. Kevin Hart is May 24th, 25th. Kevin Hart is here. Don't forget to listen to the Urban Release radio show. That's Monday night at 6 p.m. You can follow Stacey on Facebook page, and you'll be able to see her show. Hear her, you can actually close your eyes and visualize it because Stacey's so darn cute and sexy. I wouldn't want to be like Stacey.
Oh,
yeah, I know. She's
my diva.
And the poor thing had to come on the show today because Stacey over there, I'm over there writing things on the page that didn't pertain to Stacey, but Stacey's got to come and support me because I'm having to put people to the curb. But that's Stacey. She comes on and supports me because she's like, my poor child is having a meltdown and going to beat some people's butt. I have went through what my son calls the Lannister circle, and I have, if you watch Game of Thrones, I've smalled my circle. Stacey stays in the circle. Some people have been kicked out of the circle, and my sandbox will be sterilized as of tonight. I have to sterilize it because I have to kick my kick. But anyway, yes, I know. And I did get some email that somebody said that I needed to seek mental health. I know I did.
Wow.
And I'm cool with myself. And my counselor said she could give you her number if you want to call in because you're passive aggressive. I just wanted to say that. Now, moving on.
Wow. Wow.
If you take
off
the time
the
to email me. Exactly. If you take the time to email me, don't think that I'm not going to actually say something on the air, whether it's good or bad. Now, I have had people, and I want to thank the I received a private message from a family. I said I wouldn't mention their name, that they do like that I talk about the suicide issues with teenagers. We will be doing that again. Unfortunately, that's not a funny topic, but it is a topic. They said tied with the comedy. Their family has been really struggling, but they appreciate that the comedy. And I really thank you to Kush Comedy Cafe for providing the comedians. Laughter is medicine. To me, God made laughter to actually help us heal. Life can be so stressful, so damaging, and so you're out there every day, and sometimes you even come home and people are kicking you down like the dogs. But not my dog. Come, babies, because my dogs get carrots and chicken. Right now they're staring at me like, if you don't get off the phone, we're going to whoop you. But so if you guys hear bite marks, because my dog ate me. But anyway, so I just want to say that, you know what, we do laugh a lot here, but I do really take seriously that laughter is medicine. And Stacey would agree with me that sometimes without laughter and having something to laugh at, like I'm just going to say this because I'm on the air, for all those people that live in East Coast time, Pacific Standard Time, I've got to do it. It's 8:49. So what does that mean? That would mean if it's 8:49. Okay, let me do this. 8:49.
No lie.
Pacific Standard Time.
No lie.
That means it's 10:49
It is 10:49 Central Standard Time. It's 11:49 Eastern Standard Time. And I need you people to understand, we have always had to know how to do our numbers because we live in the West. What is wrong with you people? Why do you people continually ask me, what time is that? I don't know because I don't live there. Stop calling.
She is not lying. That is the worst thing.
And sending me messages like, you don't care. I care. I know my time. I know what time it is. I know how to get my food. You guys need to learn to tell the time out there. I just have to say it. I love you. God bless you.
Calm down.
Okay, but I am tired of that.
Yeah. Don't have a heart attack.
Calm down.
Breathe. Drink a glass of water.
She is telling the truth. I don't know what it is about people in time zones that makes it really, really hard when it comes to scheduling. And for some reason, we in the West, that's what we do. We because we're never going to get the fight. We're never going to get the TV show. We're never going to get the sports. We're never going to get anything unless we calculate time. I mean, if the world ends, it's going to end with y'all first. So we need to be up on the time. We have to. But for some reason, Central and East cannot get it down.
I didn't know that time, and I thought it was at 8 o'clock.
What?
She said 8 o'clock, so I'm thinking 8 o'clock our time. That's Dallas, Texas, so yeah, that's Central.
I think it's just West Coast Live here. I'm telling you, it's a nightmare. I run into all the time with scheduling for the radio show. Well, it is when you're sitting on air going, why isn't he here? And they were like, well, I was on there 2 hours ago. Well, when did you become behind me? You're in front of me, not behind me.
I'll be behind you and kick you in your butt if you don't learn to tell for time. Because I'm really done with you people. Okay, I have to say that you will never hear that. So for all those hate messages, whoever sends me the first hate message, I might send you a Snickers bar. So I need you to go ahead and do that. Go ahead. I want to hear it. Send me a Snickers bar for the first hate message that I get that I just insulted you because of your time zone. Also, I want you guys to be aware of some of the I'm sorry. See, comedian, stop. I told you were going to get into some comedy tonight, man. All right. Just so you guys know, tomorrow we have homegrown entertainment, George Clinton's relative, Young Pop, who is amazing. This family is multi-talented. Even the dogs are talented. The dogs can sing. If I sing You Are My Sunshine, I swear to God, my dog goes under the bed and goes like this, like that. So I'm just saying. If I try to sing that. So I'm just saying, their whole family's tough. Huh?
So the dog be going under the bed like, nothing done.
The only thing does. She does. She's a little Sabrina diva. She's called Pillow Diva because she has her pillow. If I don't boil her carrots or something. But anyway, moving on. I just want to say thank you guys for coming on the air. It's always fun.
Thank you.
I love everybody coming on. I want to thank Stacey because today I've been having my little meltdowns here and there. She reads between the lines. She can come on the air and just know that that she needs to come on and calm me down or just tell me to stop being retarded and acting. And I don't mean like retarded in a bad way, and I apologize. I'm not going to apologize for saying that. That was my term. I know we have to be politically correct, but I apologize if I offended anybody. I did not mean that. So if I'm acting my diva ways. But I want to thank Jeff Blackwolf for coming on the air. You are one awesome young man. You make me proud. You make me want to be a better person. I just am impressed with you. I would love for you to come on the air again. When we go out, we are going to go out with one of your songs on, just so you know. I have a lot more of your songs that you sent me that I will be playing as a commercials here and there, if that's okay with you. You will be getting the credit for it. You are stellar. This weekend I had the opportunity to go down the red carpet for the Stellar Awards. That I could envision you doing that one day with the Grammys. You're an awesome young man. You have my heart. I appreciate you. Comedian Stomp, thank you for putting up with me. I'm sorry that this tall diva was, like, messing with you and making, you know. And you know what? I think, though, if you would have ate more vegetables, you probably would have been taller. I'm just saying.
Oh, Okay, you want to go there?
Exactly. I want to thank you so much, Comedian Stomp, for letting me mess with you tonight. I thank you again for Kush Comedy Cafe for giving me these great comedians. Comedian Stomp, anytime you want to come back on, you know the Divas Hours. But Wednesdays at 8 p.m., Thursdays at 7:30 a.m. Stop by. Don't forget to let us know where you always are so we can support you. We think that you guys are wonderful. I am so proud of you just taking your time out. Thank you for actually, you know what, thank you for choosing to do comedy. It's a blessing. Comedians are, sometimes people think they're a joke. That's not trying to be funny, but you guys give more to people, and somebody may come to a show, and somebody leaves there happier. And I'm going to be real serious. I've had people tell me when they listen to my show, not me, but the people that I've brought on the show that brought them joy and laughter, was what lifted their spirits that day. So I'm just honored and blessed that you would come on our show. So I want to thank you. Thank you, Stacy, for blessing me tonight, for coming on. Please, you guys, go to www.theurbanrelease.com and buy the magazine. A lot of my articles in there, I just want you to buy it for me, okay? So that, and then maybe I can get an employee of the month if 10 people bought magazines. So if 10 people bought magazines, then maybe I'll get an employee of the month. I don't know.
That was a good one.
Okay, I'll just say it.
All about advertising, baby.
Visit www.theurbanrelease.com and tune in for Stacey's show where she has some fabulous interviews coming up. She's on Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, just for all those people that need to know that and can figure it out. I don't think people will ever ask me again what time zone they are because they don't want to hear me make a joke about
it.
You don't terrify them folks. They ain't fooling with you.
What time is it in Texas? It's 6 o'clock over here.
Oh, my goodness.
I like this type of channel.
Yeah, I know. I love it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. Thank you for blessing us. Let everybody go away tonight with a lighter heart or lighter spirit. Get to their destination safely. For a listener today that is struggling, but just if you need an email, you need to email me, please do. We ask God for blessings and protection of our listeners, for people we network with, and for business to be triple and quadruple full for every person that's on the line today. Lord, we love you, and we bless your name. Amen. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful night. And this is Conversations with the Diva signing out, and we're going to end with Jeff Black and Wolf song, ADHD.
All right.
But never the answer is from the listening. got the panther. So let them can fuck that. Do a run, did it, run, did it, stop, stop it. Pick it up, jump, stop it.
Conversations with the Diva signing off. You guys have a great night. We will see you tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m. Peace out, everybody.
Bye-bye.